الله وبركاته نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we beseech Thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deceptions of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. It is indeed only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala that today, the 12th of Rabi'ul Akhir 1444, we continue with the tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran. Our starting point is Surah Naba, chapter 78, the beginning of the 30th juz, the last supara of the Noble Quran. Let us recap our previous lesson. Almighty Allah spoke about the people who have entered Jannat and Paradise. They will be fi zilali wa uyun, in the shadows and shade, and they will enjoy all the water and fruits according to their desires. Hence it will be told to them, kulu washrabu hani'an bima kuntum ta'malun, eat and drink abundantly to your satisfaction. There the eating, drinking is not to quench the thirst or remove the hunger. It is just like a connoisseur tasting everything. And this is how Almighty Allah rewards the people, Najjil Muhsineen, who fulfill their duty with beauty and sincerity. Almighty Allah said, for those people who reject, the day of justice for them is destruction and Jahannam, the hellfire. 10 times, Almighty Allah has repeated that verse in this particular surah and chapter. In this world, kulu wa tamattau, eat and enjoy yourself, qaleela, for a little while. Innakum mujrimun, you are the criminals. And when it is told to them to read salat, la yarkaun, they don't bend down, they don't go to read salat. So the men must perform salat in the masjid, in the mosque, and the women at home, and try and read your salat on time, not when we feel like, and to us salat deliberately, according to Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. That person goes out of the fold of Islam. Many sahaba, companions of Nabi alayhi salam, also pass that verdict. We don't give that verdict, but I mention it to show you how grave and a major sin it is. Thereafter, Almighty Allah says, after this Quran Sharif, which speech will they believe in? This is the direct speech of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Surah An-Naba, chapter 78. Why is it called Naba? Is mentioned right there in the beginning in verse 2. And remember, it comprises 40 verses. Today we will discuss 20 verses of Surah An-Naba in our lesson, inshallah al-Aziz. This surah chapter was revealed there in Makkah Mukarrama prior to the migration of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam from Makkah Mukarrama to Madinah Munawwara. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Almighty Allah, who is very, very gracious, very, very merciful. Amma yatasa'alun. Amma. Amma means an ayyi shay'in. So it is an and ma. And then idgham, mudgham. It has been combined and joined together. So what is that thing? Yatasa'alun. That they are asking one another. Anin naba'il azim. Naba means khabar. Some important information. So yeah, anin naba'il azim. Regarding that majestic, tremendous, very, very big information. So they're debating, disputing, arguing. So Almighty Allah states, alladhi hum fihi mukhtalifun. That tremendous, very, very big news, breaking news, which they have difference of opinion. The non-Muslims, the atheists say there's no such thing. The others will say it will happen, but there'll be no punishment at all for the Muslims, which also is wrong. Remember that some Muslims will be punished also. And remember to go to Jahannam and then come out of Jahannam, the hellfire, enter Jannah and paradise. On their forehead it will be written Jahannamiyun. They enter Jannah, but the alternate route, they had to go to Jahannam, the hellfire, and then it will be erased and removed from their forehead, and thereafter will be everlasting bliss and prosperity. So people are having all these type of discussions. For us as Muslims to believe in the day of justice, it is an article of faith. Similarly, Jannah, Jahannam, all this, we have to believe in it. We must believe in it, otherwise that person cannot be a Muslim. Kalla nay sayalamun. Soon they will come to know. When the death approaches them, then everything, all the veils, all the curtains will be removed. You know the easy example we gave of the fish. Hazrat Bawla Umar Palatpuri Rahimahullah. He was the first person to give this example. Therefore the Arabs used to call him Sahibu Samak, the person who gave the fish example. He said, the one fish told the other fish, when the bait comes, don't swallow it. You will see a 6 feet tall person. He'll have 32 teeth, and then they will make you and cut you into pieces. Then they will place you in the oil, and so many things. So that second fish went everywhere. He told the first fish, you are just lying, making all stories. I traveled everywhere, swam everywhere. There's no 6 feet tall person. There's no one there with 32 teeth. There's no big knives to make me into pieces. And there's no roasting, toasting and all that. Lo and behold, when he swallowed that bait, and then he was pulled out. The fish was pulled out of the ocean, of the river, and then the reality started. But alas, it's too late. Kalla sayalamun, soon they will come to know. Thumma, thereafter. Kalla nay, they reject what the non-Muslims are saying. Sayalamun, soon they will come to know. Therefore the hadith mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, Hasibu qabla an tuhasabu. Take stock of yourself before the day of reckoning. Are we changing for the better? Are we changing for the worse? We knew so many surahs, chapters of the noble Quran, and now we have forgotten so many. So instead of progressing, we are retrogressing, because this world, the glitter and glamour of it has kept us so engrossed and so busy. We don't have time for salat, Allah forbid. We don't have time for tilawat of Quran and reading the noble Quran, Allah forbid. These are just examples, and look at other issues. Almighty Allah now highlights Qudrat ka karishma, the manifestation of the power of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Alam naj'alil arda mihada. O human being, you are the masterpiece of Almighty Allah's creation. What did we not make? Almighty Allah uses the royal pronoun we. Why? To stamp his authority, his majesty, his sovereignty. Who can create the earth, the land, the sand, the universe, the creation? Only only we can do that, Allah. Who can give you one drop of rain? None besides Almighty Allah. Alam naj'alil arda. So what? Have we not made the land and the earth? Mihada, that big carpet that we have now spread out throughout the world. You see, when you study the lives of the awliyaullah, the khasane khuda, the special servants of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, so Almighty Allah teaches us, I'm showing you a very similar word, wal arda farashnaha, this land in the sand, we have spread it out as a carpet. Fani'mal mahidun, ye the word mi'ada, there the word, fani'mal mahidun, how excellently Almighty Allah has laid out this carpet for humanity and posterity and creation. Chapter 51, Surah Dariyat, and verse number 48. And you go to Iraq, and you see where Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahimahullah, is buried. Next to him is Bishr Hafi. Bishr, rahimahullah, the sage of the age, the waliullah, he used to walk bare feet. Obviously, we walk with sandals and shoes, but out of love and respect for Almighty Allah. He said, Ya Allah, you have spread such a wonderful carpet for me and for humanity. I feel shy to walk on your carpet with shoes and sandals. Hence, I will walk bare feet. Subhanallah. So that is, we just take it for granted. We walk, we run, we jump, and so many things. But Allah is showing us. Wal jibala otada. Allah Ta'ala made these mountains, otad, the pegs, so that when 4 million, 3 million, 2 million people assemble on the Maidan-e-Arafat, on the plains of Arafat for the Hajj, so and pilgrimage, then the other side must not rise up like a seesaw. So that is Kudrat ka Karishma, the manifestation of the power of Allah. So it will be like the pegs around, and then it will not be shaking, and it will not be, there will be no earth tremors. Yes, sometimes Allah Ta'ala shows us His Qudrat. We see in the weekend, there was an earth tremor next to Kokstad there, in the Tel side, and Great Town, and so forth, and so on. So that is Qudratullah, the power of Almighty Allah. Sunnatullah, the system of Almighty Allah is that these pegs will prevent all these type of things. وَخَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا, and we created you in pairs, male and female, Adam and Eve. But the satanic and the evil activities of Lucifer came. And in today's world, the LGBT says no, Adam and Eve, Adam and Steve, Madam and Eve, people who promote it, who justify it, 100% out of the fold of Islam. So we must be very, very clear on all these issues here. وَخَلَقْنَاكُمْ, even the animals, Allah made them, male and female, reptiles as well. And you see positive, negative, hot and cold, right and left. So everything is in pairs. وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا, and we, everywhere Allah is using the royal pronoun to stamp His majesty, authority, who will give you sleep. Not your wonderful mattress, we will give you that sleep. Allah puts you to sleep. وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا. سُبَاتًا رَاحَةٌ لِلْأَبَدَانِ. You see the Jews, the Jutlas, they have Sabt. Sabt means the day of resting. So Allah Ta'ala made for you the sleep as that means of relaxing your body. So you feel rejuvenated when you wake up. Everything has such wisdom. وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا. Almighty Allah states, we made the night لِبَاسًا. It covers from all sides. You see right, left, front, back, top, bottom, everywhere darkness. And that is why the security also sleeps. The animals also sleep. Me and you also sleep. The system of Almighty Allah, I myself, if there's light coming through, then I find it very difficult to sleep. So we are accustomed to that. We want pitch blackness, darkness, and in that way then we sleep perfectly. Alhamdulillah, with the grace and mercy of Allah Jalla Wala. And what is the daytime? وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مَعَاشًا. And we made the day ma'asha, the means of your livelihood. Hadith in Tirmidhi. Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allahumma barik li ummati fi bukuriha. O Almighty Allah Jalla wala, give barakah to my ummah in the early part of the morning, so people take your goods and go and sell in the early part of the morning, get involved in activities early. Therefore, after tilawat of Quran, Ma'amulat, routine, Salatul Ishraq, we start our work, Alhamdulillah. That is the time of barakah and blessing. But this ummah, yeah, majority are sleeping Fajr time, Allah forbid. Majority want to open shop and all. Late in the morning, you go to Pakistan, you go to the Arab countries, you will see early morning, majority of them are sleeping, or majority of the shops and the close. That is not the true Islam. Islam is, we must become an active nation. When you want to rest, you rest during the night time. You rest in the afternoon. You make qailula. You take your nap at that time there. 15 minutes, half an hour, 1 hour. Then again you will be rejuvenated. وَبَنَيْنَا فَوْقَكُمْ. And we built for you and made for you, O human being, above you, سَبْعًا شِدَادًا, the 7 firm skies. Look at them. No pillar there, the planes are going, and above the clouds, the helicopters are going, and it's not that the sky falls down. So you must remember, this is the diversity in unity, how Almighty Allah created everything through His power, through His mercy and benevolence, and made me and you, the human being, the masterpiece of His creation. And then we find وَجَعَلْنَا سِرَاجًا وَهَّاجًا. And we made the lamp سِرَاجًا وَهَّاجًا, shining, glittering, and that is the sunshine. Look at how we all take and reap the benefit from the sun. That we see, we don't have to switch on our lights. There's load shedding, there's that. So Almighty Allah gives everyone the natural light, whether you rich, whether you poor, whether you in the desert or in the cosmopolitan area. So Almighty Allah's mercy. وَأَنزَلْنَا, and then we send down, again the royal pronoun, مِنَ الْمُؤْصِرَاتِ, from the clouds, مَاءً سَجَّاجًا, that rain that is سَجَّاجًا, that is such rain that it is torrential rain. سَجَّاجًا, such means torrential rain, one drop. Can we thank Almighty Allah? When it starts raining, then put your hand, just for 1-2 seconds, and say, Hadithu Ahdin bi Rabbi. This is, remember, the latest bounty from my Almighty Allah. Hadithu Ahdin bi Rabbi, the hadith in Muslim Sharif. Second one, we must remember, whilst it's raining, Allahumma swayyibanna fi'a, Ya Allah, Allah, make this rain beneficial rain. And after it stopped raining, now everything is clear. Hadith Bukhari Sharif. Mutirna bifadlillah wa rahmatihi. It rained upon us with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. So it shows us that how Almighty Allah, it is only His mercy that we enjoy all these bounties. All these hadiths you will find in Mishkat Sharif, Muslim Ahmad, Bukhari Sharif, and Muslim Sharif. What is the result of the rain? لِنُخْرِجَ بِهِ, so that we will produce through it, through this rain and water, حَبَّوْ وَنَبَاتَ, حَبَّا the grain, وَنَبَاتَ the vegetation, the herbs. You see, when there's no rain, then everything suffers. Human beings, animals, the fruit, the vegetable, the people's farms, everything are destroyed. But Allah Ta'ala sends down His mercy, and then we all take the great, great benefit from there. وَجَنَّاتٍ Alfafa, and Allah Ta'ala blesses the gardens, Alfafa, that are surrounded by the wonderful amount of trees. In the farm you have trees, around the gardens and the orchards you have the trees. So that is Alfafa, Lafun. So this refers to the wonderful trees. So we need more and more trees. Today they speak about environment. Islam spoke of all this more than 1400 years ago. Inna yawm al-fasli. Remember, we discussed that. Wa ma adraka ma yawm al-fasl. In the previous surah, the question was posed. Chapter 77, verse 14. So here Almighty Allah speaks. What is the D-Day? What is the decisive day? Inna yawm al-fasli. Verily, the decisive day. Kana miqata. The appointment has been made already. When will it come? Only Almighty Allah knows. It will be a Friday. Which Friday, we don't know. To say 10th Muharram is not authentic. Allah Ta'ala says, La ta'atikum illa baghta. It will come to you suddenly. You weren't even expected. So therefore, whatever we say, man idda'a shay'an fa alayhi dalil. You must produce evidence from Quran Sharif, from Sunnah Mubarakah, from the Sahaba, many, many Sahaba, on issues like that of belief. So, Yawm al-Fasli kana miqata. Sahaba means the beloved students, companions of Mustafa Habibuna, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yawm yunfaqu fi sur. Yawm yunfaqu, the day it will be blown. Fi sur, remember, in the trumpet. Israfil alayhi salatu salam, the angel, is just waiting for the command, فَتَعْتُونَ أَفْوَاجَا. Then you, O human being, you will come, فَوْجًا فَوْجَا. You will come, أَفْوَاجَا, plural, فَوْج, singular, and أَفْوَاج, the plural. You will come in your droves and droves. You will come in your groups and groups. Everybody, there is not a person who can escape it. The day of justice, the day of judgment, وَفُتِحَتِ السَّمَاءُ, and the skies will open up, فَكَانَتْ أَبْوَابًا, and it will seem like doors, meaning small, small doors flying around, because now the sky has split to pieces and it is now flying around. You will think it's small, small doors. وَسْوِيِّرَتِ الْجِبَالِ, and the mountains will be blasted to smotherings. فَكَانَتْ سَرَابًا. Sarab, a mirage. When you are thirsty, hot summer's day, you look in front, you think there's water there. When you reach there, optical illusion. There's no water there. So people will look at the mountains flying and blasted to smotherings as though as it's water, but when they reach there, it was a mirage, nothing there. And that is Allah showing us, كُلُّ شَيْءٍ هَالِكٌ إِلَّا وَجْهَا. chapter 28, verse 88, everything shall perish besides Him, Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. Allah was, Allah is, Allah will always be. Huwa al-hayyul qayyum. He is ever-living. He is self-sustaining. He does not need anybody, anywhere, anytime, any place. Me and you, we are makhluk and creation. All of us will die one day. Death will overtake us. And every minute, every moment, every second, we are dependent on the mercy of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. May Almighty Allah envelope us with His special, special mercy, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, and make our khatima ending on perfect Iman and Islam, and fulfill our jais, permissible needs, yea, in this world. Next up, inshallah, Surah Mu'min, and that is chapter 40, verses 1 to 9, inshallah, a new surah there as well. 2 to 2:30, report back trip to Limpopo, wonderful trip. 2:30 to 3, current affairs with Brother Yusuf Ali. 3 to 3:35, the repeat of the Q&A of the morning, mashallah. 3:35 to 4, Maulana Ilyas Patel of Durban, adopting piety. 4 to 5, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ka tawazu, that is Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's humility. And remember, this is in Urdu by Mufti Ahmad Khanpuri. 5 to 7, Mona Khalid Yaqub. 7 to 7:30, the lesson we did now, Surah Naba, verses 1 to 20. 7:30 to 8 will be Maulana Yunus Patel Rahimullah's advices. 8 to 10, the Q&A with Maulana Arafat Atiyah and myself. Barakallahu feek. Salaamu alaykum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.